Blog Talk Radio.
It'll be all over with. If this is not strong, y'all, I've been in the storm. How many know anything about a storm? How many know God can bring peace in the midst of a storm? Get somebody by the hand and look at them and tell them whatever you're going through, God can bring peace in the midst of a storm.
Praise God, praise God. This is Pastor Barbara Burris, amen, and this is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, amen. We are here again, amen, in the presence of the Lord. What an awesome, awesome, awesome feeling that is to be in his midst, amen. And a lot of us have gone through the storm and seem like it's been much too long. But I'm here to tell you to speak a word in season. It's prayer time, it's prayer time, it's prayer time. And prayer changes things, amen. There's nothing impossible, nothing too hard for our God, amen. I just give God the glory today, all the honor and all the praise. I'm excited about him because I know when prayer go up, blessings come down, amen. And when you make your request known unto the Lord, amen, he's able to do everything, anything, all things but fail. Oh, I bless him today. I bless his name. I praise him. I worship him. Amen. And I thank him for what he's doing and what he is about to do. Amen. I told you at the onset, amen, of the services, amen, that miracles and signs and wonders, amen, are going to come forth, amen, during this time, amen. A lot of people that have been yoked up with the devil and in bondage, amen, be it their ministry, amen, be it the family problems or issues in their lives, they're going to literally see the move of God. God can do a 24-hour turnaround. God can do a one-second turnaround. He can do an instant turnaround in your life. But it's you that have to stand in proxy and believe that God is able to do it. He can do everything. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You look at the vast awesome way he had created the heavens and the earth, amen. And not only that, but he put it, amen, where gravity holds everything in position, that nothing gets in the way and causes catastrophes. Just like we look on the inside of our bodies are so intricate, amen, and medically made by God that our lungs don't collide with our intestines. Gravity is in that. Do you understand what I mean? Our liver don't collide with our lungs. Our heart don't go into the stomach area. But everything is a sign in its designated area. That's the way our lives are. Amen. Once God grabs hold to your life and you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Nothing by any means will interfere with his will. Oh, Satan is going to try to hinder. That's why we pray. That's one of the reasons why we pray. And he's going to try to cause all kind of issues to come in your life. But if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, he's able to do it. He's able to do everything but fail. Won't he do it? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I know I got some witnesses out there. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I know I'm not by myself. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We pray for many reasons, for deliverance, for healing, for sicknesses in our bodies, for deliverance on our jobs from crazy and perverted bosses, for healing and deliverance for various issues. Amen. So we, amen, go before the Lord, amen, seeking, amen, a refuge from the storm. Hallelujah. I've been in the storm much too long, but God, amen, is moving. God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's hearing your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise God. I bless him. I bless him. Oh, I magnify him. I worship him. I give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. I give you all the honor and all the praise. Let us listen to this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Before we go any further, I just give God glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us listen to this. Praise God.
I'm in your care right now. Have mercy.
I'm in your care.
You see, I had to learn how to sing and cry at the same time. Let me tell you something. Now tell me, how could I sing today?
Yeah, just lift your hand. And we wouldn't have been in his care.
Yeah?
And we wouldn't have been in his care. We couldn't be here right now.
Thank you.
praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are in God's care. Amen. He has his hands, amen, and his arms around us. For those that are mourning, going through the loss of a loved one, just really need to be comforted, he's right there for you. Amen. And we go through many things in our lives, amen, and we have to have God, amen, on our side. Amen. And prayer, amen, is sent up for many reasons. And I told you deliverance, amen. God has allowed us to go through stuff, and he know that, amen, weeping endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Amen. And through this suffering, he don't impose it on us. That's the enemy doing it. But at the same time, he makes a way of escape for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus died on the cross, amen, and shed his blood. And if you look at the book of Revelation, the Bible say, amen, that Jesus, amen, vesture is dripping with blood up in heaven, amen. And it drips down on us, amen, so that we can be covered in his blood. While it's nothing like the blood, it's nothing like the blood, amen, the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we need to understand, amen, that, amen, while we're going through and while we are having all kind of issues in our life, amen, we got to understand that we have an enemy out there, amen, that's creating these problems, amen. And he's trying to do this to overthrow the will of God in your life. But you have to stand strong, amen, in what God has told you. Excuse me. You have to stand strong and believe that God can move the mountains. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God. I give God the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For what he's doing. We are in his care. Praise God. And you know, one of the things that I'm doing, amen, is I'm praying after, amen, I finish doing the portions of the scripture reading and the breaking down of the scriptures to give you a clarity on why we need to pray, amen. And this is corporate prayer. We're praying not only for ourselves, but we're praying for the nation and others. Amen. When you take your mind off of you and start praying for others, amen, God honors that. So before we go any further, amen, I would like to go into the Lord's Supper, because I tell you, this is one of the things that God has given me to do as often as we come together. And I told you, basically, if I was in my church, what I would be doing in that essence would be giving you the scripture, amen, to the entirety, and giving you a clarity of it, and then taking the Lord's Supper. And so I start at verse 17 and go all the way through verse 34, and it's needed so you can understand, amen. You just don't take the Lord's Supper and think you can get by with anything and go out there and do your thing right after you've been before the Lord. Because this is one of the precious moments, amen, in our lifetime, to take up his blood. His blood has a specific DNA in it, amen, that when the angels look at us, amen, they see that DNA and they know that we belong to God. You remember when the Passover, when before the Hebrews left out of Egypt lamb, and he told Egypt land, and he told them to take a lamb and put it up, amen, and take that lamb and roast it. You couldn't boil it, you couldn't fry it, but you had to roast it. Well, that lamb had to stay up X amount of days, and during the time that that lamb stayed up before they left out of Egypt, amen, and before they took the Lord's Supper, that lamb had to literally go into a what you call sanctification and a starvation mode. They did not feed that lamb anything to make sure every blemish was out of that lamb. Amen. And then they roasted and they ate it. Amen. And that was called the Passover. So that when God seen, amen, the Israelites, amen, the Hebrew nation, Amen. And those that wanted to follow, because that was a mixed multitude. And when he had seen them, amen, and thank you, Jesus, they had put the blood on the doorpost, amen, he would pass over them and destroy their enemies. God want to destroy some of your enemies today. And when you partake of the blood, amen, of Jesus Christ and the bread, which is his body, amen, you partaking of the lamb, the sacrificial lamb that died for you on the cross, amen, that made intercessions for you, that made atonement for you, amen, so that you would not die and go to hell. So I want to start this with verse 24, and that's in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And the Bible said, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So all that have the bread, you can take it now. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And in the 25th verse, it said, after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Okay, if you have your grape juice, because I don't drink the wine, you can take it now. Praise God. Praise God. And I have given you little of the reasons why Paul wrote the Corinthians and told them how they should go about taking the Lord's Supper. So you can review some of the sermons that are in the archives. Amen. And so before I go into the teaching, amen, in reference to prayer, amen, let us listen to this and then we'll go straight into the teaching. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and into prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this. Praise God.
Thank you. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Yes, I am. I'm on my way. Oh. Want you to know that I'm on my way. Had to deal with loneliness, confusion, trouble, conspiracy. Had to do it all. I'm on my way. Yeah, I might have to cry, but I'm on my way. And if you get there before I do, I want you to tell your dad.
Thank you, Jesus. Tell heaven, I'm on my way. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I told you, amen, thank you, Jesus, about the various ancient so-called gods that are in the heavens. I told you about the cherubims and the seraphims, amen, and remember reading about Satan being a cherub, amen. Amen. He was very instrumental. He was very gifted in music. Amen. And he was a worshiper. Amen. And he was before the Lord at all times. But somehow in his little stupid mind, he decided that he would rebel against God. Amen. And this rebellion took place right as God was creating the heavens and earth, while God was maintaining, amen, the vision and the desires that Jesus had to create this gift for God, amen. Satan was in heaven with a third of the angels rebelling against God, amen, in reference to God's will. He thought he could be lifted up high above God and begin to reign over the angels that were up in heaven and take over God himself. But I'm going to tell you, from what I know, nobody has never seen God's face literally at any time. Even Moses, amen, his countenance, his whole countenance changed, amen, at being in the mount, amen, with God when he got the Ten Commandments. I have been in the presence of God, but I've never seen God's true color, face, or anything. But he has come down, amen, from heaven and visited me concerning what Satan had tried to do to me. I've been in the presence of Jesus, and I'm constantly in the presence of the Holy Spirit. They all three work together as one in unity for the savings of souls. And I've spoken, amen, and told you we need to stop blaming God for everything. We need to stop putting the finger on God because, see, in a day's time, you don't know what God is going through in order to keep the world, amen, intact, in order to keep the people intact, in order to keep the earth itself intact. So we need to start loving on God and thanking God and praising him and reverencing him instead of trying to point the finger at him. He's not the fault, amen. Satan had a choice, amen. And Satan was up there in heaven. He was highly anointed, amen, highly gifted, but yet and still he wanted to do things that were not legally right. Amen. You don't come into somebody else's territory and take over their lives and take over their deity and stuff like that. Satan is a foolish thing. He's stupid. And so I just praise God. And the Bible said in the book of Psalms, chapter 8, we supposed to humiliate him. He bragged on the children of God. Jesus did, amen, in the word, letting us know that we are the ones that's supposed to bring Satan to an open chamber. But yet and still, Satan has deceived so many of us and caused us to fall, amen, into his trap and do every lustful thing that he can present to the body, amen, in order to destroy, because he wants to hurt God. But I'm telling you, if you hold on to God, amen, and hold on to his will and begin to pray, amen, and intercede for people that are hurting and in need, amen, you can literally say, like that song say, I'm on my way. Tell heaven I'm on my way. One of the things that we pray for is Genesis, let us know in 44:7, we pray for deliverance, amen. God had allowed Joseph to suffer at the hands of his brothers who hated him because he was a dreamer. But God had a perfect plan that would save Israel and the nation, the nation of Israel, the Jewish nation, amen, the Hebrew nation, the Israelites, that's what they are called. Praise God. And in order for God to do that, sometimes he'll call one man or one woman to go in and save a nation. But a lot of us in our belly right now is nation birthing, amen, and kingdom building, amen, and having dominion and preeminence over what the enemy has tried to do on earth, amen. And instead of us tapping into God, going into prayer, we don't want to fast. If we fast 20 minutes, we're doing good. I have fasted for 27 years, 40 days, even as high as 65 days. I have stayed before the Lord praying hours and hours and hours upon hours and upon hours at a time in order for me to be developed, in order for me to be able to tap into God. I have to go before him. If you love something, then you want to be around it. If you love something, then you want to understand how it operates. I wanted to understand about God. I wanted to understand how God operated, amen, in the earth realm, and how to stop the forces of darkness from defeating me and my family and people. Amen. And as I tapped in, amen, I began to get a hold to devils. Amen, because the devils were there to try to stop me from going higher. Every level, there's a new devil. Amen, and you got to overcome it. So a lot of people don't want to fight. They don't want to go, amen, they don't want the obstacles. They don't want to press into anything. And so they sit down and literally have lackadaisical churches, churches that don't have no substance in them, churches that don't have the anointing nor the Holy Ghost to go in and begin to move, amen, because the anointing destroys the yoke, amen. They don't want to tap into God. They don't want to lay out. They don't want to do like the mourning women do, get down there and mourn and pray for hours, or the women that go in and intercede for hours until that person is delivered. Amen. Deliverance comes. Sometimes people are cough up a demon, or they will literally spit. You see some people spitting and just stuff, little slimy stuff coming out. Those are demons that have been embedded in somebody's stomach. Amen. And that anointed person, that one person like Joseph, amen, he goes in and he begins to deliver a whole nation. Amen. And in various different situations, in various calling. Every calling is not the same. So you got to go in and seek the Lord. Amen. As Joseph had formulated a relationship with God, amen, and they called him, his brothers called him the dreamer, amen. They were mad at him, but Joseph had a nation in him that he had to deliver, amen, and through that, amen, he went through persecutions, various sufferings, trials and tribulations. He was sold to the Ishmaelites, and the Ishmaelites sold him to Potiphar, and Potiphar ended up, his wife lied on him. So, amen, Jesus said they're going to lie on you, they're going to talk about you, they're going to do everything they can and think they're doing God a favor. But I'm telling you, if you stand for what you believe and you hold on to what you know is true, then you will begin to see the manifestation of God's glory in your life and the gifts. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We as prayer warriors and intercessors, amen, and prophets suffer more than anything and anybody, amen, that said they call into the ministry. Last night I seen myself in a dream, and I was sitting down, amen, and it was full of a congregation of people, and a lady said something to me, and I was dressed in white, and I said, I'm a pastor. And she just listened to me, and I said, I'm also a prophet too, amen. And I was letting her know my calling. I couldn't have known my calling without having a relationship with God. Y'all couldn't have known my calling not unless the Holy Ghost, amen, would have told me. So I had to go down in prayer and seek character development, seek the Lord so that I can come up to what God want me to be, come up to the standard. But like I said, our devils, so we understand, we pray, amen, for many reasons, amen. Thank you, Jesus. As prayer warriors and intercessors, we got to go in there and, amen, literally be repetitive. You got to repeat it. You got to repeat it. You hear a lot of pastors say, well, you done prayed and you don't have to pray no more and God done taken care of. Yes, God has taken care of it. But let me tell you what happened, amen. Hey, thank you, Jesus. The 21 days of prayer time is what God had given me, and then he gave me the scripture to back it up, and it's coming out of the book of Daniel chapter 9. In the book, it let us know, amen, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years. Wherefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God, amen, to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. You see what Daniel did? Daniel was constantly before the Lord. He had an excellent spirit. And that's what this 21 days is bringing in also, an excellent spirit and then a relationship with God. I have literally gotten, amen, in sackcloth, amen, before I moved up here. Amen. And sackcloth is burlap. Amen. I went to the fabric store, got me some sackcloth. Amen. Literally, thank you, Jesus. Sewed it together, amen, anointed it with oil, and laid in that sackcloth, amen, and ashes for hours at a time, praying and seeking the Lord, amen. And that's a clue, amen, that if you don't understand, there are many ways that you can go before the Lord. So I follow the pattern of what God has given in his word in order for me to accomplish things. There are hidden treasures that if we tap into them, amen, through the word, and understand what God is saying to us, it will literally help develop the character that we need in order to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody today. And I prayed unto the Lord, my God, and made my confession. Amen. We don't confess. We don't confess. Like I said yesterday, you don't have to take your confessions to the priest. Priest can't give you nothing. He ain't got no heaven and hell to put you in. But you make your confessions to the Lord. And said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant, hallelujah, and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. Remember, that's what I told you, Adam and Eve had lost. They lost that relationship with God. They lost that fellowship with God. They lost that connection with God because they didn't keep the commandments of God. Amen. Praise God. And Daniel went on to say, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and thy judgment. Saints, we need to keep the precepts and the judgments of God. Not only do we need to pray, but we need to walk in obedience. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servant the prophet, which spake, hallelujah, in the name of our King and our prince and our fathers and to the people of the land. See, when prophets come before you, they come in before you to tear down, to build up, restore, and hallelujah, bring in clarity concerning the word. But a lot of us don't want to listen to what the prophets say. They begin to lie on the prophet and say the prophet didn't tell us the right thing. But I told you there is a volume that you come in, and in that volume that you come in, you must be able to tap into God by faith and prayer. Amen. And I told you they was kinfolks. Faith, amen, don't walk without prayer, and prayer don't walk without faith. And one of the things that happened, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, when that began to circulate and begin to move, then God in the heavens got to go in and begin to create, amen, what you have been praying for. And then once he makes it into existence, it's got to go through the atmosphere and the stratosphere. And in the stratosphere, there are demons that are out there to steal your blessings, and that are out there to do things towards you so that you won't get your blessing. But the Bible said, as Daniel began to pray and make his confession, O Lord, righteous belong to thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But unto us confusion of faith as at this day, and to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off. Thou, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We look at situations and though we, amen, as the body of Christ, hallelujah, need to walk around with a confused face, hallelujah, because of the things that we have done and not kept righteousness before us. But Daniel was laying down there before the Lord in sackcloth and ashes, and he was praying to the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Making his petition be known in his request. And the Bible said, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass. They had begun to trespass against the Lord. We trespass against the Lord because we don't want to believe in him. We don't want to pray to him. We want to seek the pagan gods. And I told you about Satan and the cherubims, and how they operate in the heavenlies, and how they literally try to stop the will of God concerning your life, and how they reign over a man's states and towns and cities, amen, and nations, in order to keep somebody up under their governmental control. But I'm telling you, there ain't but one God, one faith, one hope, and one baptism. And when you tap into God, you done tapped into the real thing. Have you ever heard somebody say, I know I got the real thing, baby? Well, I'm telling you today, when you tap into God, you done got the real thing. So Daniel was telling, God, and praying to God and repenting, amen, and asking God, amen, for help, because mercy belonged to God and forgiveness only belonged to God. Satan can't forgive you nothing, but he can cause you to sin so that you won't be forgiven. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible said, now therefore, O Lord, amen, thank you, Jesus, in the 17th verse, hear the prayers of thy servant and his supplication, and cause our face to shine upon the sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear and hear, open thine eyes Thank you, Jesus. And behold, all desolation. They had become desolated because of sin. They were serving pagan gods, a God that had hands and did not be able to use them, a God that had eyes and could not see, a God that had feet and could not move. And just like God destroyed Dagon, God would destroy the gods of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Babylonians. And this is my topic today in reference to the Babylonian gods and what things they had did to hinder Daniel's prayer. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But Daniel persevered. And that's what I tell you, we need to be repetitive. We need to continue to press in to what we believe that God is able to do. Because God is able to do everything. Not one thing or not two things, but everything. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you glory. Oh, my God, incline unto thine ears. And hear, open thine eyes. And behold our desolation and the city which thou call by thy name. For we do present our supplications before thee. Thank you, Jesus, for our righteousness, for the great mercies, for thy great mercies, O Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. And then Daniel went on to say, O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, Lord. Hearken and defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. He said, if my people who are called by my name. Thank you, Jesus, in the book of Chronicles, when Solomon offered up the temple, God came back and he said, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their lands. See, Jerusalem needed to be healed. It was contaminated with all kinds of gods. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Israelites, the Jewish nation, was led into captivity. They had all kind of problems. They would go to the Amorites, and the Amorites would persecute them. And they would go through all kind of stages in their lives. One generation would pass out. Amen. And the other next generation would come in, and they would go into bondage. And Jeremiah had wrote a word, and God allowed Jeremiah to speak a word. And hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And Daniel picked up the word, and he began to understand. When you go in prayer, God will give you great understanding and revelation of the word. So many of us are stagnated and blind and caught up in everything because we don't understand the word. He said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And I want to tell you today that God said, with supplication and prayer before him, he will answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And yeah, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Yeah, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, hallelujah, calls to cry swiftly, touching me about the time of the evening oblations. You see, Daniel prayed, amen, and he stayed down now on his knees or on his belly, amen. And it was evening time before he could get an answer through from Gabriel, amen. But Gabriel came and he told him, and he informed me and talked with me, and he said, Oh Daniel, I now come forth to give thee skill and understanding at the beginning of that supplication, and the commandments came forth. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved, therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. Thank you, Jesus. And he began to tell Daniel, amen, about the situation and the matter, concerning the vision, but he gave him skill and understanding. He let Daniel know. He said, at at the beginning, amen, when you have come forth, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 70 weeks and 62 weeks, and the street shall be built again, and the walls even in troublous times. We are in troublous times, and before God could give Daniel that answer, the Bible said the Prince of Persia had stopped, amen, hallelujah, had hindered, hallelujah, Shana, the coming of David. Sometimes when you pray, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, you have to understand that there are principalities and powers up in the heavens. There are demonic oppressions up in the heavens, and they're trying to stop the will of God. But I'm telling you, if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, tap into his will, and don't give up. God will deliver. Our Father, which art in heaven, be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive us our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is your kingdom, Lord God, and your power, and your glory. We need to tap in to pray, Father God, Lord God, that you would move by your spirit. It's time, it's prayer time. Move by your spirit. Begin to touch the lives of your people. Set them free from all manner of oppression. Hallelujah, that the enemy has tried to place on their lives. Thank you, Jesus. We bind up demonic assignments today in the name of Jesus. We bind up, thank you, Jesus, demonic assignments for this week. We bind up this demonic assignments for the month, amen, and even for the year. Jesus, we bind up every trick and trap of the devil, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We bind up those lust demons and those lying demons. We bind up fear demons and adultery demons. We bind up fornication demons and covetous demons. We bind up all kind of flood victim, hallelujah, demons. We bind up fire demons and suicide demons. We bind up depression demons and mental illness demons. We bind up the Philistines and the Persian demons. We bind up Jebusites and Hittites and Amorites demons. We bind up famine demons. We bind up witches and warlock demons today in the name of Jesus. We bind up all kind of infirmities in the name of Jesus. And we loose healing and care by God's Son, Jesus Christ, virtue. The Holy Ghost, have your way, hallelujah, because I can't do this on my own, and I bind up every fear that's trying to come upon man in the name of Jesus. Every demon that's caused hindrance and lies and deception, jealousy and envy, in the name of Jesus. Just like Daddy Oshaya, Daniel had to pray in sackcloth and ashes, and then he had to wait on his answer, and Gabriel came, and Gabriel gave him the answer. Well, God, teach us, Lord God, how to wait on you, and how to thank you, God, for what you are doing and what you're about to do. I give you praise, all honor and glory today in Jesus' name. Now fill it with your precious Holy Spirit, because whatever the Holy Spirit feel, it's sealed in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, I praise you. I give you glory because it's finished. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this before we leave. Now, heaven, Yes, I'm on my way. I ain't turning around.
Want you to know that I'm on my way. Had to deal with lonely.